Amen. Yes, the word is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, this is certainly the only truth you're going to find. Everything else, in my opinion, is just lies. I want to have a look at verse 15 and verse 16. I took it upon myself to pretty much go through every single word and just see what it all meant. And out of that, I guess, for me anyway, I got a revelation, I guess, or a deeper understanding, however you want to call it. And so I just want to share that with you. So first of all, verse 15, I'll just read it through once and then I'll share with what I've found and then I'll paraphrase it according to Sharon Rasmussen. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And you see, I emphasize some words there. So we have the word love there three times in the first verse. Oh, did I? Pardon? 1 John 2, 15 and 16. Sorry, has everyone got their spot? So I'll take it from the top. Love not the world. So that word love there is agapeo. It's not the agape love that God has towards us. It's not that unconditional love. Agapeo love is means to love in a social or a moral sense, to have an attachment to. The word not, yes, I'm going to look at the word not, talks about absolute denial. And the world, this is very interesting, the word world means cosmos with a K, not with a C. And it actually has the meaning of order and world. You know, when God created something that's blown me away in the last couple of weeks as I've looked at different things, the absolute precision order of how God created the world, it just blows me away. It has left me in awe of God. The mathematical equations, if you like, to the design of everything that God has created. It is absolutely perfect. It cannot be faulted. And so God has created order in the world. But here we see sort of a something ironic is that the people that be are trying to create and are creating a new world order. We don't like the way that God has done things. So we're going to change it out. We're going to switch it up and we're going to change it into the image that we want it to have. Love not the world. Let's absolutely deny, when I look at those few words, let's absolutely deny everything that is going to take my social or my moral sense. If there is something socially that my heart is going to be attached to, I need to absolutely deny it. Love not the world. You follow me so far? Then the next word is neither. That means not even. So have absolute denial in your social affections, your moral sense towards anything in the world, and not even the things, this, that and the other. And there's so much this, that and the other in the world, isn't there, to take our attention, that are in the world. So we are to have an absolute denial in our love and in our affection to anything in the world that is going to bring us down socially and morally, and not even any of the things that are in the world, the this, that and the other. And everyone's striving for the this, that and the other, aren't they? It goes on to say, if any man, that word any is whosoever, And when I saw that, I immediately thought of John 3:16. There's another whosoever. If any man love, that's that agapeo word again, that having a love in a social or a moral sense, if any man love, agapeo, the world, what's coming down the pipeline, it says the love, that's that agape love that we have from God, the love of the Father is not, that's that absolute denial again, in, remain, him. And I just looked at that over and over and over again. And I felt the Lord say to me, I felt impressed in my spirit. Well, I felt the Lord say to me, because that's how the Lord talks to us sometimes, is that if I have any hard affection, if I have any love towards anything that is in this world, anything social, anything moral, if I approve of it, if I love it, if I chase it, if I can't come to church because I've got something else to do, anything like that, if my affection is set on that, the agape love of God cannot remain in me. That's what I get out of that when I read that. And that's a pretty big deal, I think. Why? Why can't I have an attachment to the world? The next verse. For all that is in the world. See, God knows best, doesn't he? For all whatsoever. For whatsoever that is in or among the world, all the doings, all the trappings, all the goings on, the world, the lust of the flesh. That word lust, epithumia is the Greek word for that. An eager desire for, a yearning and a longing. And there's a big word there, concupiscence. I think that's how you pronounce it. Talks about that, the absolute longing that you've got to have it. But interesting, that word starts with con. So it's just a swindle, isn't it? It just negates everything. It's just a con. And even the word epithumia, when you break it up, epi means upon, thum, T-H-U-M, means mood, and the ear means go. So the lust of the flesh, if it is in part of my mood, I'm going to go and do it. And isn't that what the world says now? If it feels good, do it. And yet as Christians, we talk about that umpire within, that Holy Spirit umpire within. If you've got a check, just stop. But the world says, yeah, man, if it feels good, just go and do it. And, man, some of the stuff that they are just going and doing just blows me away. It almost does my head in. Well, it has, actually, far out. So the lust of the flesh is always opposed to the spirit. The lust of the eyes, of course, we see that's a longing, a desire for the things that we see. You spend enough time on social media and I'm sure you want the bigger thing, the brighter thing. What's new? Let's look at the latest magazine. It's crazy. And the pride of life. Wow. The meaning for the word pride, I love this word. Braggadocio. How cool is that to say? I'm going to touch on that a little bit later. And the braggadocio of life, life is our state of existence, is not without, means without, is not of the Father, but it is, on the contrary, it remains of the world. So we need to take all these things, keep them in the world where they belong, with all the wickedness that goes about it. And we absolutely need to live differently. I've got a line in the sand for me when I'm checking out of the internet, when I'm checking out of social media, when I'm checking out of my phone. I've drawn my line. It's coming down the barrel because I'm just checking out of the world system. I want nothing to do with it. But let's go back to what is the pride of life, that word braggadocio. Is it just me or does that sound cool? I can just imagine an Italian person saying that. That would be really cool. You know, the Oceo in Italian, it means something that is larger than what it is. And it just means boastful or arrogant behaviour. And so we've probably seen people in times past being what they call a braggart. They are full of braggadocio. How many times can I say that this morning? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says that this word talks about an empty boasting. So there's actually nothing in it anyway. It is an arrogant pretension. Therefore, it is the annoying, you might think of someone's name when you read this, hear this, the annoying or exaggerated talk of someone who is trying to sound very proud or very brave. Wow, I'm sure we've come across quite a few people like that. I know in my younger years, I was very much like that, always raving about something that had nothing to do with me anyway. But look at me. I'm just going to make everything bigger and larger than what it is. I'm going to get all the glory. I want all the accolades and everything like that. So this is what the pride of life is, that bigger than better than what my actual state of existence is. I'm just going to make it seem so much better, and I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to talk it up, and I'm going to rave about it, and I'm going to put 500 Instagram pictures up about everything because it's just so much better and it's bigger, and I just want to boast. And I think that's what social media is all about, personally. And so we look at the word braggadocio and boasting in Romans 1:30 and in 2 Timothy 3:2. It talks about boasters, and I think even Yvonne touched on a couple of those, and a whole string of other characters and characteristics and stuff. And it goes on to say that for those that continue in this, what eventually happens is that God will take his hand off, and he will let you continue into your reprobate mind. He will just say, all right then, if that is what you want, that is what you're going to get. And I think it's Romans 1, maybe 32, 33, right in the end, the last verse of the chapter. It goes on to say that they follow their reprobate mind, they deceive, and they love, that they deceive themselves. They continue on with deceit and deceiving. Not only do they love what they do, they brag about that, but they actually love all the people that do that as well. Crazy. God takes his hand off. He says, all right, you want to go do what you want to do? If you want to move upon your mood, there's something that takes over you, well, and you want to go, well, you just go. That's what God does. Interestingly, though, that boasters, it actually means powerless, incontinent, and without self-control. Interesting, hey? Pride is taking credit or desiring to take credit to those things which do not belong to us anyway. And conversely, we see the sort of flip side that as well. People who take offence because they do something and no one even batters an eyelid about what they've done, or no one mentions it or anything. Does not God say to go and do these things in the secret place? You know, the Lord says if we get the reward of man, we've already got it. We've already got it. So if we clap hands at all, you know, whoever does anything, they've already got their reward. We need to praise the Lord and give glory to him. And so the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, I think these are the three principal forms of evil that we see exhibited. Everything stems from that because it is of the world, isn't it? It is of the prince of the world. He who is the prince of the power of the air. And so this is what he does. So everything, in my opinion only, I say this, everything that we see, all the types of sin and wickedness that we see, and then we're going to see more of it because they're just conditioning us. You know, pedophilia now is starting to be normalised. It won't be long before it's legal. everything falls under it. We see it with Adam and Eve and Satan. We see it with Jesus and Satan. So why should it be any different with us? Because, you know, he's got control. God has the final say. God has all authority. And so Satan offers all this to others. And anyone that wants a little bit of power, anyone that wants a little bit of accolade, anyone that wants a bigger bank balance, anyone that wants the new car, the new house, the this and that, the fame and the glory, Satan offers that to you, absolutely. And so I had this thought, it just came to me in a prayer meeting recently, and this is what got me looking at it. The lust of the flesh, you know, the whole nasty sexual stuff going on, the whole LGBTQ plus minus, far out, and the normalising of pedophilia, far out, the lust of the flesh, because if it feels good, why not? The lust of the eyes, you look at the finance sector in the world, and then the pride of life. We want to live forever. We want to boast how great we are. And all the elites show that. And even the whole artificial intelligence stuff that you can read about. All the transhumanism stuff that you can read about. They want to live forever. And they want to take all the accolade for it. But at what cost? And yet you can trace it all back to Satan, the ultimate deceiver, who then goes on to deceive, telling all that they too can be like God. Because that's it, isn't it? We want to be like God. 1 John 5:19 says that this whole world lieth in wickedness, and boy does it. James 4:4 says, be a friend of the world and you are an enemy of God. It's clear cut, that's what it actually says. Well, for me, I'd rather be a friend of God and an enemy of the state. I don't know about you, but that's how I stand. Worldliness at its core is a matter of the heart. Where is your heart at? And you know, we've been sharing a lot about heart lately. We've been sharing a lot about our relationship with the Lord. So where is our heart? Is the TV more exciting to you than the Word? Well, God help you if it is, because you're in a lot of trouble. If your heart is captured by the world, the stories of the world, the headlines of the world, whether it's misinformation or disinformation, maybe just a little bit of truth in there just to keep you tantalised enough, you will then be sucked in, and you will love all the things in the world, because all the world is going to tell you is you need this now and you need that now. And even going in the school ground, how many fads were there? Elastics for me, skipping ropes, and then it was jacks, and then Donkey Kong came in. And so everyone had to have everything that everyone else had. If that's just not blind leading the blind, I don't know what is. And to be a lover of this world, you will, and it may be very unsuspectedly, get drawn in to its systems. If you continue to be a consumer of the system, the only thing that's going to happen is that the system will consume you. The system is run by the one whose only goal, his only intention is to kill, steal, and destroy. He is the prince of the power of the air. And his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And he has many foot soldiers. You go and check it out. And this is why our battle is not carnal. We have the authority to fight it in the heavenlies. So it is in heaven than it can be in earth. And so I just want to say that you can either listen to those in the system that are in authority and consider that truth. We can take this book and say, no, I'm going to take the truth, and this is the authority. It's a big deal, because it may cost you your life. It may cost you everything. There's no point saying in life that you are being led by the Spirit of God if you can't even live this out? Do you hear what I'm saying? If there's some basic things in this book that you can't even follow, because this is God's will right in here, but you want to be led by the Lord, wow, you're open for deception, I believe. Maybe that's my opinion. But if what I feel that God is speaking to me about contradicts what it says in the Word, well, maybe I'm hearing from another source. And we talk about the battle being in our mind. Unless you allow this to control your thoughts, something else is going to control your thoughts. And the system is there to do it all. So whether that's a warning to you this morning, whether that's a challenge, check your heart. What do you need to switch off? What do you need to deactivate? What do you need to log out of? What do you need to change in your life? I'm always asking myself these things. Now, how do I live? And I feel for me personally, wind it all down, Sharon, start winding it all down. So I'm happy to wind it all down, no problems. Because I don't want to be of this world. I want to be of something, a world that is supernatural. I want to be of a world that brings light and brings hope and brings love into other people's lives. Because there's so much fear that is coming in on the world, and this is how they condition us through fear. We know that fear's not from God anyway. Perfect love casts out fear. So I want to walk in that perfect love, because there are many that's going to need us in the coming little while. And so I hope that word's a blessing. It's a little bit sombering. I know I've said to the Lord in the last 2 days, please just keep my mouth shut. There's so many things that I could say. But I only want to say what he wants you to hear. And he wants you to receive those things that you've heard today. And so we just got to, man, there's just a better way to live instead of looking like the world, you know. Hallelujah. I'm just going to close in prayer this morning. Of course, if anyone wants prayer, I know Guy and I are always happy to do that. Whatever you want, this is what we're here for. Praise God. We need to just really encourage each other as we go on. We need to stick together. Now is not the time for an independent spirit. Now is not the time to be nagging. I want this, I want that. I've got a need. Everyone's got a need. God knows your needs. And, you know, he knows the birds' needs. He feeds the birds of the air. Hallelujah. And I think it was probably this time last year, Brian Hay said, do not break rank. Man. Hallelujah.